This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Xavier has 8 points tonight. Four here in the money quarter. Toss. Good.
Yeah, for the sophomore. And that might do it for Carbonville. A five-point lead. 8 tenths left, and it goes to DJ Gray. And for the first time since 1994, the Carbonville Cavaliers are regional champs. The students rush the floor, and the Cavies will play in the sectional Wednesday night in Vandalia. Oh, what a scene for the Carbonville Cavaliers here tonight.
There was a lot of happy people in Carbonville last night, and rightfully so. What a fun night of championship basketball as Carbonville wins their first basketball regional since 1994.
Been a while.
Been a little while.
Yeah, it has.
Of course, the Toppers were looking for their first regional title since 1999.
Yeah.
So somebody was getting their first of the century last night, and the Cavies got it done on their home floor. What a great ball game it was. Hillsboro got out to an early 10-2 lead. Carbonville came right back, and then really the second, third, and halfway through the fourth quarter, I mean, it was just back and forth. Carbonville opened up about an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. Toppers cut that down, had the ball a chance to maybe try to force overtime, but it was the Cavies' night.
Yeah, and big crowd at home for the Cavaliers, and as you described the scene, the students rushed onto the floor, and they knew they'd done something special.
Yes, they did. It was really just a neat scene. I mean, they basically had the whole quarter of the court filled up with bodies between half court and the top of the key. It was just a mass of humanity.
And what a great regional that was, because you had a lot of teams that were very similar to each other. And the South Central Conference, basically a regional tournament is what it was. And four of the teams all had the same records going into the postseason. So this was a regional that really was kind of up for grabs when we look back and say, yeah, well, you know, Litchfield was the top seed, but it was certainly a regional that could have been won by virtually anybody.
Yeah, well, really the top four seeds were, I mean, it was pretty much just a pick 'em.
Yeah.
And we talked throughout the year about the strength of the South Central Conference, what a good year it had been, and we're going to have a South Central sectional semifinal on Wednesday night. It'll be Carbonville taking on the Greenville Comets Wednesday night at 7, a game we'll have for you live here on FM 106. Last night at Wood River, Greenville defeated Roxana 59-38. So the Comets, after a Final Four appearance again in football, have won a regional here on the basketball scene, and that'll be a fun ball game. I think it was a 2-point regular season win for the Comets at Greenville over Carbonville in the regular season matchup. So that's going to be a matchup.
That one doesn't matter.
No, it does not. It does not.
At this point, those things in the past do not matter.
That's right. That will be the second sectional semifinal, which will be played on Wednesday. The first semifinal at the sectional in Vandalia will be Tuesday, and it's going to be a big-time matchup as Breeze Central last night defeated Breeze Modern Day 41-38 at Modern Day. So Central into the sectional semifinals, and they will take on T-Town, because at Robinson last night, Totopolis defeated KZ Westfield 47-36. So Tuesday night in Vandalia, T-Town and Breeze Central, they squared off last year, I believe, in the sectional final at Greenville. What a ball game that was, two traditional kind of state type of powers.
And speaking of traditional powers, the T-Town girls will be playing for third place today. They were disposed of last night by the top-ranked team in Class 2A, Champaign-St. Thomas More. I think it was like a 4 or 6-point game at halftime, and then St. Thomas More just opened the gates up. Mm. So,
join the club.
Yeah.
Of course, the Carrollton Lady Hawks played for the 1A championship today. They had a great victory against Mowico Central A&M yesterday, so they will play Annawan at 2 o'clock this afternoon for the 1A crown.
Yes.
So good luck to the Lady Hawks.
So a big, big week of high school basketball. March Madness is at full pitch now here in the state of Illinois as we head towards the sectional tournaments for boys 1A and 2A. And, of course, the boys 3A and 4A regionals will begin next week as this is the first of 4 weekends of state basketball tournament play for the Illinois High School Association.
And that really is a busy day yesterday with the girls state tournament, boys regional championship night. So, big day for the IHSA on Friday, and they're not done yet.
Oh, no.
Couple weeks to go.
Well, at least three.
At least three.
Barring any snow.
Let's not talk about that. Sounds like it's coming, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming.
But you know, we didn't have any weather affect regional championship night, which is odd.
Yes, yes.
It usually gets us somewhere
Friday
along
nights.
The line, yeah.
Friday nights seem to be a popular time to attack.
What's the forecast for Wednesday? As long as Wednesday's good, we're okay.
Wednesday's dry.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
As long as Carville and Greenville can get to Vandalia, that's all that really matters. It's all that matters for Wednesday.
Well, you know, certainly the sectionals don't start till Tuesday, so if they've got games Tuesday, roads will probably be plowed by then.
Should be good to go.
If we get as much as they say we are.
Talking about the ice this time, too.
Well, a little bit of ice, yeah. Well, you know, that's...
A little bit goes a long way with that, though.
A little bit is still too much.
No, I completely agree there. Yes.
By the way, you're listening to Sports Saturday, in case you didn't know. I don't think I ever actually introduced the program, did I?
I think people know by now.
They probably know by now. That's right. That's right. Tim, it was a great atmosphere last night at Carlin, though. We've had really pretty decent crowds all week long at the regional tournaments, but to pack a house like Carlinville High School, two teams from the same conference who are very similar to each other, identical records, great matchup.
Well, and it's two basketball teams that were starved for success.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The fan base is starved for success. Both these groups of fans wanted this game so bad last night. I mean, that's what, to me, made the atmosphere. Yeah. I mean, it was intense. You know, people were on the edge of their seat from the opening tap. And the game was great.
Yeah.
Which always helps.
And well, when you get, you know, three to five points apart the whole night, you've got a heck of a ball game.
Just athletes all over the floor both sides. Yeah. I mean, just... Highly competitive, very well played. It was just a fun night of basketball at Carlinville.
And some crucial free throw shooting down the stretch for the Cavies.
Elijah Barber knocked down two. It was a one-point game. He stepped up like nobody was in the gym, you know, just practice. Swished them both. And then Xavier Dunlap stepped up and hit what was the actual clinching free throw that made it a two-possession game. And Hillsboro never got any closer than that. But we always talk about it. Free throws.
Yeah.
So important. But when you're talking about late fourth quarter, tight ball game, championship on the line. Not all free throws are created equal. You know, so you can shoot them all you want in practice, but you still have to have the wherewithal in the moment to keep your heart rate controlled, control your breathing, and step up and knock down some shots, and that's what they did last night.
I've had over the years a couple of people comment to me, well, you don't use any percentages for free throw shooting. I said, well, there's a difference when you're ahead by 25 points and you're shooting a free throw in the fourth quarter in a regular season game versus a tie ball game in a postseason tournament game with 3 seconds left. You know, to me, those two don't equate. So to me, the statistics are irrelevant. What have you done for me lately?
No, I completely agree.
Tonight, what are you doing tonight?
I think Carlinville was either 5 or 6 or 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter
from
the free throw line. So when they had to have them, they got them.
And I must admit, this week though, the last week or two, I've seen some very poor free throw shooting from a lot of teams around the area. So it's not a new thing, but really, it really shocked me that some teams couldn't even hit 50% of their free throws. That's clanging them.
It is.
So.
But sometimes team free throw percentages can be deceiving, too. Who's shooting the foul shot?
And again, we talk about teams that go through periods of you know, where they have a rough patch and that not everybody peaks at the same time of the year. We have to remember that, you know, if you're a hot basketball team going into the postseason, that generally bodes well for you.
If they just let left-handers shoot free throws all the time, the percentages would skyrocket.
Yeah, we've heard this before. We've heard this before.
Doesn't make it any less true. WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. We do need to get to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Carlinville head coach Alan Cooper, regional champion. Head coach Alan Cooper. We will do that following these messages.
GameZone Plus has it all. Whether you want to buy, sell, trade, rent, or repair, you need to think of GameZone Plus in Nokomis. GameZone Plus has computers, laptops, tablets, movies on Blu-ray and DVD, video games and accessories, TV and musical instruments. And remember, shop local. Shop GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your Aglander this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Radar weather brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods and Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky. Winter storm warning in effect from tonight through Monday morning at 6 o'clock. We will have cloudy skies today. Temperatures expected to fall. Then here comes the stuff. Yes, some of it white, some of it freezing rain, sleet, snow. Couple inches possible tonight, and maybe 4 to 6 inches tomorrow, as the winter storm warning will take us all the way through 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Once we get beyond that, temperatures will be pretty darn cold again, but will not have any precipitation beyond it looks like Sunday night. Right now at the Weather Center, 35 degrees. This update brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky, and Sports Saturday on this Saturday morning brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro, Big Al Poganpool, your country financial agent in Raymond, Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville in Hillsboro, Kurtz 24-Hour Towing in Litchfield, Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare, Game Zone Plus in Nokomis, and by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. And now WSMI's Tim Mize and Dave Jenkins.
Terry Toad, thank you very much. We're going to be talking to Alan Cooper coming up here in a moment. Let's run down some of the 1A regional championship scores from last night. At Nokomis, it was Effingham St. Anthony defeating Altamont 40-39. At Pawnee, Springfield Lutheran hammered Springfield Calvary 66-33. At Mulberry Grove, it was Patoka over Odin 68-61. At Bunker Hill last night, Calhoun defeated Madison 52-42. At Jacksonville Route, it was North Green 50, Greenfield Co-op 49. And at the Lebanon Regional, Waterloo Jabot Catholic, I should say, defeated Oakville 51-44. Last night in Carthenville, the Cavvies won their first regional championship since 1994. And joining us on the phone right now is their head coach, Alan Cooper. And I guess, Coop, the first question is, did you sleep at all last night? And if you did you ever let go of that basketball?
No, I didn't sleep very well. I know that. I tried to go to bed, but I think I was up most of the night.
And you had the game ball last night under your arm. That had to be a pretty neat feeling when you were presented with that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. These guys have worked hard and played hard for that, and that's something we'll keep a hold of for a while around here.
And Coop, it's one of those things when you win a regional like you guys did last night, I would imagine it's a chance for coaches, players, everybody in the locker room after, kind of maybe just take a step back and go, wow, that was fun.
Yeah, we did. The boys enjoyed it. I originally told them, hey, we won't meet downstairs, enjoy it up here. And after we got our pictures, they all took off downstairs because that's just what we do after the game. So we went down there real quick, and I talked briefly. But, they enjoyed it, and hopefully it'll continue on Wednesday.
Coop, I know at the start of the year, this is the type of success that you envisioned, but what a ride it has been. Just kind of talk about the ebbs and flows that you had during this season.
Well, we've been a lot more consistent in the last 2 years. I don't think we've lost three games in a row. So we haven't had real letdowns. It seems like this group has responded. You know, if we had a game where we didn't necessarily play in a North Mat game early in the season that I didn't think we showed up to play at Roxana. But it seemed like the next game we responded pretty well. And hopefully maybe we're learning to respond during the game instead of waiting for that next game. Last night we got down early and we didn't, give up. We just continued to fight. So hopefully maybe they've learned from that, and that you don't have to wait till the next day to get back in the flow of things and make things happen.
Alan Cooper, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, joining us here on WSMI Sports Saturday. It's always hard to win a regional, Coop, but when you find out a couple days before the ball game, you're not going to have one of kind of your floor general type of players in the form of Brandon Hurley. I guess the good thing is at least you had a couple of days to prepare.
Yeah. But we knew that when he let me know the next morning he wasn't feeling well. I thought, okay, we probably won't have him. I had him checked out of the trainer the next day, whatever. But yeah, he's definitely one that just kind of we don't worry about. You know, I don't have to worry about his effort. I never have to worry about those things. Matchup wise, you know, last night with their size, you know, definitely helped us out. Not necessarily helped us out, but gave us those options. And we didn't get in foul trouble. Elijah got in a little bit early, but if we'd have gotten the guards in a little more foul trouble, it definitely would have been noticeable that Brennan wasn't there.
And one of the advantages you've had, Coop, I think, is throughout this season, you've played a lot of people off your bench. They got a lot of playing time. They once you get into a contest, they're not. It's just not a strange situation to them.
Right. We talk about that all the time with the guys, you know, being prepared. Some of them I know want to play some more minutes here and there, and they've stepped up when the opportunity's been there, and they've done a good job. You know, we'll definitely need them. The minutes they've got this year will definitely carry over into next year, and I've gotten to the point this year where, you know, I don't worry when those two guys get in foul trouble, the starters. I can get those guys in there for a few minutes, and they do a good job of spelling them and getting us through some stretches.
Coop, when you beat Hillsborough the first time, it took 37 points from Barry Stewart, and you won by four. I'm sure going into this game, you knew that formula necessarily wasn't going to be there last night.
Yeah. If I knew, I didn't think it'd be there the first night. I wasn't surprised, and then when he had that, and then I basically said, I don't think we're going to get 37, so we got to make sure everybody else steps up. We do our job defensively, and I thought overall we did a great job. He might not have had his 37, but I think his efforts defensively were probably just as important. Noah Calvert's been had a great regional week, playing Monday, Tuesday, and he did a great job guarding him. I think held him maybe eight. And I really think Calvert makes him go. So Barry did the job defensively, and this time maybe more so than he did offensively.
Well, toppers have different kinds of weapons. Did you have to pick your poison last night, Coach, as far as deciding who you weren't going to let, you know, pick a person or two that was not going to beat you?
Oh, well, absolutely. We talked about, you know, stopping Miller inside, or trying to slow him down and getting help there at least. But we talked about not being able to leave Calvert, and I thought Walsh had been struggling, and Walsh came up with a great game last night. So credit them. I mean, they played their butts off and played hard and made for a great game.
Goop, when you at times you guys were triple teaming Miller down in the post, and you have to when you got a 6A kid like that. But I thought your rotation on the defense was very good, because when you committed three bodies to him, you weren't giving up open looks on the other side of the floor.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing we talked about is dropping that backside and staying home more than anything. We can close out, force them to have to hit the threes and shoot from deep. So we helped on the backside, so we didn't leave an easy bucket backside. And that's something we've done early in the season, and we, you know, rotate over, and you know, we don't get that second rotation or whatever defensively. We did a much better job of that last night.
Well, Coop, coming up on Wednesday, you will get another conference opponent in the form of the Greenville Comets. Just your thoughts on you're a win away from the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's exciting. Greenville came to our place two weeks ago, and we thought we had an opportunity still with Litchfield and Greenville that week of competing in the conference, and both of them got us that week, and in both tight ball games. So it's definitely one that, you know, we're not, you know, going, okay, well, we got Greenville, we can't win that. We'll just go down there and show up. We're definitely going to go down there to play.
Alan Cooper, the head coach of the regional champion Carlinville Cavaliers, thank you so much for some of your time, and we will see you on Wednesday, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right. 1994, the last time Carlinville won a basketball regional. 1994.
I was 3 years old.
I was in seventh grade.
I'd been here for a while.
You were probably – no, were you at the game? You were probably somewhere else.
I don't know.
Too long ago to remember.
That was too long ago to remember. And, you know, all I do know is that for the first time in maybe ever since I've been here, there was an out-of-Friday night ball game for me.
Yeah, that's odd.
You know, that's extremely odd. That's extremely, because normally we have multiple teams in regional championships and multiple sites.
Right.
And that was not the case this year. It was just really.
Yeah, for us to only have one regional championship game.
Yeah, that's really strange, because we've had upwards of four games on a Friday night.
Where there's been times where we couldn't cover all the games that we needed to cover.
Yeah, so, but, you know, congratulations to Carlinville. And, you know, let's look at Hillsborough. Great year for the Toppers, too. Joe Vanzo has really got that program humming along. And he talked, Coach Cooper talked about the good week that some of the Toppers have had. This was a great matchup for a regional championship game. You had two teams that were very good, very similar, represented the conference very well. And as you mentioned, Tim, at the beginning of the show, they were basically hungry for a regional championship. They were starved for a regional championship. And, you know, that's got to feel great to be Cavaliers, knowing that you're going into the sectional on Wednesday night. You know, and that's the thing about the sectional level. Every step you take, just a little bit tougher.
Yes.
And it doesn't make any difference whether you've seen Greenville or not. You know, it's the next level of competition.
It'll be a different environment.
It'll
Wednesday.
Be a different environment. The games will be officiated just a little bit different. It seems, as a general rule, that a lot more, you know, physical as the mm-hmm. tournament progresses along. So, you know, you're going to have a packed house. You're going to have a lot on the line, a chance to play in a sectional final, a Sweet 16 sectional final on the following Friday night. So
that's the biggest change in the four-class system. Yeah. If you get to the sectional final, you're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlike it, where we had the Supers that were actually the Sweet 16 back in the 1A and 2A. Day. So, congratulations, Carlinville. Great season.
And what I think made the Carlinville Hillsborough matchup so intriguing to me personally is bigs. How often around here do you get to watch a 6'8 kid lock up against a 6'5 kid in the post? You just don't get to see it all that often. No. So that was a lot. That's what I enjoyed the most.
And two great athletes, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, these guys were terrific athletes and really. Even though they were the bigs, there are a lot of options on both teams. That's what really made this game kind of interesting, I thought, where you had...
Well, they're bigs that are skilled.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just taking up space.
They're athletes.
Yes, they're athletes, you know. And they both work extremely hard. They're both, smart kids. And both programs are going in the direction they want to go.
There was a play last night. Miller caught the ball like at the top of the key, and the lane just opened like the Red Sea had been parted. And he got so excited, he forgot to dribble. He just took off and just stuffed it home with two hands, but he traveled. I mean, they called him for it, you know, but it was so impressive. The Hillsborough fans actually stood up and applauded the man. Like, how often did he get applauded for a turnover?
Probably not very often. But congratulations to Cavaliers, and we'll have them on the air on Wednesday night, and that'll be a 7 o'clock
tip-off
from Vandalia High School, and we'll have that on WSMI FM 106.
So. Greenville, Carlinville football, Greenville, Carlinville basketball.
How about that?
They've had some battles over the years.
What a program both these teams have put together athletically, not just in those two sports.
Well, you know, we've always talked about it more during football when they hook up, just because of Chad and Hutch and both their sons being the quarterbacks of the football teams, but here we are, basketball season, and they're going to square off in a sectional semifinal.
And a great venue, too, at Vandalia High School. It's a great sectional host site.
It really is. And they've had a sectional there as long as I can remember. To me, that is the sectional around here, you know, like the Vandalia sectional.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
Pretty cool when you get to the sectional level. You can't take anything away from the kids. You've had to play good basketball to get there. That's coming up on Wednesday night.
That's right. The first semifinals Tuesday night with T-Town and Breeze Central.
Let's hope they
heavy beat, hitters there.
Let's hope they beat each other up.
Quadruple overtime.
Oh, let's go 8 overtime.
Why not?
You know?
Why not? Especially since the semifinals are split on different days.
Yeah.
Play
all
night long.
Yeah, play all night long. What the heck, so.
Hey, we need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll return with more following these messages.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
B
BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook. Extra pounds are not healthy, so slim down for spring by counting calories and fat grams right now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim, 0.5% and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Clouds for the most part today. Temperatures will fall throughout the afternoon. Then a couple inches of freezing rain, sleet, and snow tonight, and up to 6 inches of snow and sleet tomorrow. A winter storm warning in effect from 6 tonight till 6 o'clock on Monday morning. Clouds and 35 right now. And back to sports Saturday in 60 seconds.
Well, I learned from my dad that it's going to be a lot of hard work if you run your own business.
A few moments with Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright.
When I took office 8.5 years ago, one of the main things that I felt I needed to do was run the Macoupin County Sheriff's Office as a business.
Sheriff Don Albright made tough choices to balance the budget without laying off police officers or sacrificing our safety.
I'm Macoupin County Sheriff Don Albright, and I'm asking for your vote on March 18th.
Paid for by Citizens for Don Albright.
Last year, $1 billion extra dollars got left behind, unclaimed by people who did their own taxes. That's $1 billion reasons your taxes aren't done until they're done with H&R Block. Get your billion back, America.
At H&R Block, we strive to get you every penny you deserve. In a study of self-prepared tax returns, Block Tax Pros found more money for about 1 in 5 people. Each tax situation is different, and not everyone receives a refund.
Visit H&R Block in Litchfield, located at 104 East Columbian Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7 and Saturday 9 to 5.
And WSMI Sports Saturday rolls on here on this Saturday, March the 1st.
It's March.
March. My gosh.
March. First day of spring. Oh, what? 21 days away?
20 days away.
20 days away? Yeah. 20th, 21st,
I think it starts
it
officially the 20th. The first full day of spring will be the 21st.
There we go. So yeah. Can't wait. Maybe the snow will be melted by then.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
We do have a big warm-up about June, though. That's what I understand.
Come the 4th of July, you might be able to break a sweat.
God, I hope so.
Hey, coming up today up at ISU, state champions will be crowned in Class 1A and 2A girls basketball. The 1A title game at 2 o'clock today has Carrollton taking on Anawan. The third-place game in 1A has Mowiqua Central A&M. Of course, they were at the Nokomis Regional. They will take on Lanark Eastland. That is at 12:15 for third place, and then Carrollton for the title at 2 o'clock.
By the way, speaking of girls 1A basketball, congratulations to Ashley Snyder of Nokomis, named to the AP All-First Team. So
she was second team as a sophomore.
Second team sophomore.
Now first team this year.
First team this year.
Impressive.
Very deservedly so.
Yes, 1 of 5.
Yes. One of the gals from Central A&M made it as well. So, yeah. Good job, Ashley.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
And then in Class 2A tonight, to the surprise of absolutely nobody, Champaign-St. Thomas More, they will square off against Prophetstown at 8:15 for the 2A state title, T-Town and Elmhurst IC Catholic at 6:30.
Saw a few highlights of the St. Thomas More win, and the big gal.
Tori.
Yeah, what, McCoy, whatever.
McCoy or something
yeah.
Like that.
She stepped outside a couple times, hit a couple threes. I'm going, holy mackerel.
Just call her the next.
It's a matchup nightmare.
Oh. Call her a future UConn Husky or a future Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Yeah, more than likely.
Probably.
More
than likely. Getting recruited by basically
well, she
everybody.
Was recruited by the U of I when she was in seventh grade.
Oh, my. Mm. Oh, my.
Of course, they're based in Champaign. So.
Well, they're probably,
might be able to put on the men's team.
They probably don't have a chance anymore.
They're on the men's team this year. Middle of the pack in the Big Ten. Coming up.
What are you saying, Tim? Remember how we used to say, don't worry, Illini fans, football season will be over soon and basketball
right.
will be here.
Hey, they won 2 in a row.
Remember we said that?
Don't worry, baseball season's right around the corner. They have won a couple in a row.
They've won 2 in a row.
Actually, the baseball team's already playing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, college baseball.
Yeah,
they get going.
Underway.
They
yeah.
just beat Nebraska. I mean,
right. Hey, they're at Michigan State today, by the way. We'll have them live at 2:30.
Yeah.
Here
and
on FM.
Cardinals are on the radio, too, today and again tomorrow, 11:45 with the Marlins.
Thank goodness. I noticed Cardinals got a bit of a different look to them in spring training this year. They're wearing the red batting practice jerseys, and their old batting practice caps, the old style blue cap, red brim.
Yeah.
Looks good.
They look like a spring training team now. They were kind of the odd team out.
Well, it always just annoyed me, though, that their spring training uniforms were their regular season uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
There was no difference.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make these minor leaguers, you got to earn the big dog uniform. You don't just get to roll in day one of spring training and put on the big league uniform.
You roll out there, you have a pair of shorts on, an old t-shirt, and an old golfing hat, you know.
That's right.
Hey, we're ready.
Let's go.
I'm ready to shag some flies, guys. Come on.
Well, some of the minor leaguers used to not get their names put on the jerseys in spring training.
Well, I bet they still don't, do they?
I don't know. If you remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, Oscar Tavares was known as a
minor league guy.
Fox Sports Midwest.
That's, I remember that.
The Pete Jackson.
Yeah.
The Pete Jackson syndrome. That's exactly right.
He's only your top prospect.
Only that, you know. We'll get into a little Cardinal conversation coming up here in a moment. Let's run down the sectional scene next week for Class 1A and 2A. Boys in Class 1A at Bridgeport Red Hill. It'll be Effingham St. Anthony taking on Oblong. These are Tuesday sectional semifinals. At Brimfield, it'll be Brimfield and Kewanee Weathersfield. At Colfax Ridgeview, Mount Pulaski takes on Hayworth. At Danville, Champaign St. Thomas More taking on Arthur Levington. And there you go, St. Thomas More 1A in boys,
yeah,
2A in girls.
Strange. I thought they were supposed to be the same.
I was under that impression.
Yeah,
as well. But I would assume now, since St. Thomas More won a regional this year, they'll get bumped up.
Well, that
because they had that reverse multiplier. Yes. If you're a private
school
and you hadn't had success, they dropped the multiplier for you. So
now that
they've had, we saw that with Belleville Altoff football, a few years ago.
Yes. So
St. Thomas More will be back in 2A next year. Also at Danville, they will play both of their sectional semifinals on Tuesday. St. Anne will take on Catlin Co-op. At Hanover, Hanover River Ridge takes on Shabona Indian Creek.
My Shabona.
My. At Norman City.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my Sharona.
What's the difference, really? Oh, well. It'll be Corville and Cesar Valier at Norris City. At Oakville, Jabot Catholic takes on Calhoun. That's a very interesting matchup. At Serena, it'll be Elgin, and they are still awaiting their winner. Then on Wednesday, sectional semifinals in 1A at Bridgeport Red Hill, it'll be Dietrich taking on Patoka. At Brimfield, Liberty will take on Minden Unity. At Colfax Ridgeview, it'll be Putnam County out of Granville taking on Roanoke Benson. At Hanover, it'll be Dakota and Lanark Eastland. At Norris City, Cairo and Marion Crab Orchard. At Oakville, Springfield Lutheran will take on North Green. And at Serena, it'll be Mooseheart and Chicago Hope Academy. Those are the 1A sectional semifinals for next week. And David has the 2A matchups.
The 2A matchups are as follows. At Chicago Robeson on Tuesday, March 4th, 7 p.m., Chicago Carver Military Academy will be taking on Chicago Leo. At DeCoin High School, Mount Carmel takes on Carterville at 7. At Macon Meridian, Warrensburg Latham plays Pittsfield. That one tips off at 7 as well. At Manlius Borough Valley, Winnebago takes on Elmhurst IC Catholic at 7 p.m.
Boy, Winnebago's been in that successful run for
always
a long time, haven't
they? Yeah.
At River Grove Garin, Chicago FW Parker takes on the winner of Chicago Christ the King Regional, which is still yet to be determined. At Stanford Olympia, Bloomington Central Catholic takes on Tremont. There's another Central Catholic with success, boys' side this time. At Vandalia, like we said, T-Town takes on Bree Central at 7 p.m. And at Westville, Clifton Central takes on Paris also at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, March 5th, at Chicago Robeson, Chicago Hales Franciscan takes on Chicago Perspectives Charter.
Hales
Franciscan, yeah. There's a few stories there we could tell about them.
Looks like they're taking on Chicago Perspectives
North
Charter.
North along with it.
Math and Science School. At DeCoin, Nashville taking on Harrisburg. So Harrisburg back in the sectional. I believe they won state last year.
They did. Won 2A last year.
Controversial game. At Macon Meridian, Petersburg Porta takes on Macon Meridian. At Manlius Borough Valley, Seneca takes on Sterling Newman Central Catholic. Newman Central Catholic coming off the football success.
I think they'll be trying to recruit somebody at the handshake at the end.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. That's what they do.
We'll see.
That's how they roll, Terry.
At River Grove Garin, Niles Northridge Prep takes on Chicago Providence St. Mel.
Hey, you guys can play for us next year. Come on up.
Stanford Olympia, the second semifinal, sees Taylor Ridge Rockridge taking on Monmouth Roseville.
We have a little free agent money left over. We can bring you up. You know.
And again, our matchup at Vandalia Wednesday, Greenville against Carlinville at 7 p.m., and at Westville, Braidwood Reed Custer taking on St. Joseph Ogden.
Don't mince words, Terry. What are you really saying?
Right. Yeah. So those are the sectional matchups for the 1A and 2A boys, which will be staged Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Of course, Chicago Hales Franciscan. Two things come to mind when I think of Hales.
I know.
Of course, Staunton beat them for the state championship in 1993 when they had absolutely no shot. Everyone thought that Cairo and Hales Franciscan semifinal was a state championship game. Oops.
And as HUD, who was refereeing there, Don Huddleston, reminded everybody that the championship was at 8 o'clock that night.
That's right. That was the first state tournament I ever attended.
Really?
First one I ever went to. And then I went
You picked a dandy.
I did. And then I went to, like, every one for, like, the next 15 years. Great. Great time up there.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
But, so that's memory number one of Hales Franciscan, losing to Staunton in the title game. And then, of course, what was it, Terry, about 2005?
Yeah.
They had won the state title. Won it. And in the post-game press conference, the coach, I had a good recruiting year.
And we heard him. I mean, along with every other member of the media.
So now that title's been vacated.
It's blank.
It's blank.
When you walk into the March Madness experience, it's blank.
Insert foot in mouth now.
And there was one year, I think, one of the teams, maybe it was North Lawndale, might have won it one year. One of the teams from Chicago actually took the trophy back to the hotel and then dropped it.
Oh, boy.
Smashed it into about 100 pieces.
It's amazing that doesn't happen
really
more often.
When you think about
you
it, the number of people
that trophy around and they're so excited.
Yeah.
It's amazing it doesn't happen more frequently.
You'd think a school official would grab that sucker and just say, okay, you guys, we'll let you have a picture of it at school tomorrow or the next day.
You have a paper. Why not just take a trophy?
Yeah, exactly. Why not have a replica trophy that is like the display trophy, like for the presentation? You know, keep the real trophy. Yeah. In the back, give that to them when the celebration's over. Let them celebrate with the fake trophy. It's like on the college football when they had that big crystal ball. I was waiting all those years. Nobody ever dropped a crystal ball. Come on!
It happened, I believe,
did somebody
recently.
Drop it?
Yeah, not at the actual celebration, but I believe sometime during in between the seasons, somebody dropped it and it broke. It has been broken.
Scholarship revoked.
What happens when you don't make it out of zirconium, okay? I'm just saying. There's stuff that won't break. Trust me. Anyway, it's a great time of year for high school basketball. And the tournaments roll along, and so it's a fun time if you're a basketball fan. And, of course, we're just, a couple weeks away from the NCAAs here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is March now.
Big Ten tournament starts on the 13th.
Yeah. Missouri Valley Conference tournament next weekend.
I have not looked at the Big Ten standings for a little while. Are the Illini still in last place?
No.
They've moved up.
They've jumped over a few teams.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. I think Northwestern's fallen to last place. Penn State second to last. I think Illini jumped over Nebraska.
Put it this way. They will not play the first game of the Big Ten tournament.
Hey, there you go.
So that means you'll get an afternoon game.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing.
Of course,
thing.
You don't work Thursday afternoon. So.
Oh, blast.
Oh, you may get a Friday afternoon game.
Hey, that'd be all right.
Hey,
they'll be at Michigan State today, live at 2:30 here on FM 106. And maybe they've righted themselves a little bit here. They obviously had a very rough stretch for what was really most of the Big Ten season. But I still maintain, I remember saying at the start of the year, to me, this team was very similar to last year in terms they're just not built for the Big Ten yet. You know, remember their non-conference. It seems like a long time ago. They were good at the non-conference. Yes. I mean, they played people. They went out to Oregon, competed well with Oregon, you know, beat Missouri on a neutral floor. Missouri's not really that good, but still the bragging rights game is the bragging rights game. Yeah. I mean, they had good quality wins and efforts in the non-conference, but once that snowball got going downhill in the conference, the young team just couldn't get out of it quick enough.
The Big Ten has a way of exposing flaws. It really does. All the good conferences do. And now John Gross, who's done a great job recruiting, he's playing a lot of youth. You know, this Nunn kid's come on and done very, very well. You know, now he knows what he needs, and he's going to go out on the recruiting trail again and get some help.
It's hard to win with a young team.
Oh, it is.
You know, and
it doesn't make any difference what level you're playing, junior high, high school, college, whatever.
That's exactly right. And I think with the one-and-done rule in the NBA, somehow I think the perception has changed that, well, this kid coming straight out of high school, he's going to turn everything around. Why? Why? You know, look at Kentucky. They had a nice run there with Calipari for a little while with those freshmen, you know, when he had all the lottery picks. But now he keeps going back to the same, you know, formula, and it's not working for him as now, you know. Like, if Kentucky is struggling to dominate and win with freshmen, what do you think the Illini are going to do? It's just, it's a growing process. You know, these guys, they'll be a lot better for it the rest of their careers.
Oh, sure.
For going through what they went through this year is only going to help this team moving forward.
And Gross is still the right guy for this team.
I think so.
He brings a level of enthusiasm. And, you know, the Illini may not be able to execute whatever they want to do, but they're certainly trying.
If people think the coach is the problem, they're off the rocker.
Oh, yeah. He's not the problem. You know? He's not the problem. It's just youth.
Sometimes you don't play well.
Yeah, and you know, a big wide body would be nice.
Yes, it would. And that's really what they're missing.
And really, that's the one kind of X factor for the Illini. To get a wide body in there, things could really change dramatically.
They've been missing that for a while.
Yeah, and they took John Ikey out of that power forward spot and inserted Malcolm Hill, and you weren't. I mean, Malcolm Hill's good. And, I mean, John Ikey was doing a pretty good job as well. But I mean, those guys playing the four at 6'6" and 6'7" just.
Yeah, that's not Big Ten.
And they're wing players pretty much.
And that's why they match up so much better in the non-conference.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the rest of the country is not really built like the Big Ten is built. Yeah. That's why the Illini can compete in the non-conference. That's why they made noise in the NCAAs last year. And it's why whatever tournament they get in, barring them winning the Big Ten tournament, they're not going to the big dance. But they'll make some noise in the NIT because they're just, to me, they're built better to play outside of the Big Ten
right now.
They may win the NIT.
Hmm. Well, they've got to get invited first.
That's right.
That's true.
Win the NIT and you get a trophy for coming in 69th. Yeah. Congratulations on 69th place. Here's your trophy.
It'd be something really nice to build on for next year.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be. We need to get to a break on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more following these messages. Grow your
own way. From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you. Just support them in the best way possible. You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Time now for WSMI Radar Weather, brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Clouds today, falling temperatures as the day rolls along. 2 inches of snow, sleet, and freezing rain possible tonight, up to 6 inches tomorrow. A winter storm warning in effect from 6 tonight till 6 on Monday morning. Right now, clouds and 34. This update brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsborough location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Coming up later on this morning at 11:45 on WSMI AM 1540, the Cardinals take on the Florida Marlins in our first spring training broadcast of the year. They'll do it again tomorrow on AM 1540 at 11:45. And the Illini at Michigan State 2:30 this afternoon on FM 106. And back to WSMI's Sports Saturday.
It's Miami Marlins, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Miami Marlins. Please, come on.
Yeah, these are the goofballs that have the aquarium for the backstop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I like.
What does that tell you?
I enjoy the show Survivor. I don't know why. I just do. It's really the only reality show that I get into. Uh-huh. But they just started a new season, and the Miami Marlins president was one of the castaways.
Really?
On the show. Yes, he was the first person voted off.
Oh, really?
He wasn't.
I don't understand that. I don't understand what the voted off means. I've never seen Survivor. So.
Basically, the concept is you get 18 people that get stranded on an island, split into tribes, and you have competitions.
And they don't like each other.
If your team loses the competition, you have to go to what they call tribal council, and then your own tribe mates, they vote whoever they don't want
impeachment.
Out. Impeachment. Okay. Exactly. So he was the first person impeached
off
the island. But he made some comment. He was talking about, I evaluate talent every day. And so,
Oh, you do
right,
you?
Right, I don't remember exactly how he phrased it, but he was like, you know, some guys, you look at a guy like, oh, he looks great, and then he'll get up in a big league game, and he'll basically just crap his pants. But you guys stink.
Yeah.
You're
well,
all
once
awful.
Every, you know, 10 years.
Oh, awful.
Yeah, and then you clear the cupboard.
Right, right. So yeah. he got booted out.
The Marlins' problem is, you know, they get good teams and then ship everyone off.
Sure, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They won two World Series.
And then everyone on the roster from that World Series was gone the next season.
Yes, they were. Mm. Yes, they were. But they won yesterday. They won yesterday, the Marlins.
Games that don't count.
That spring training game.
Spring training.
Yes.
Games that don't count.
Games that don't count. Well, I read something, I think it was in the Post-Dispatch, that Jose Fernandez, I guess he started yesterday for the Marlins. And I guess in the Marlins clubhouse, he drew a picture of the Cardinals logo and crossed it out and wrote Muerto underneath it.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Okay.
It's spring training, fellas. Spring training. But you're 1-0. Congratulations. Congratulations.
And that story will be pinned on the bulletin board.
Yeah, the Cardinals will remember that one when they play in the regular season when it actually counts. Yesterday, Carlos Martinez got the start for the Redbirds. From all accounts, I guess he looked pretty good. Left one pitch up there that got hit out of the park. But other than that, I guess he was pretty happy with his effort.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think we're in for surprises this year. I mean, we saw all these guys last year for the most part. The only surprise, which really wasn't a surprise, was Garcia.
Right.
Which we knew somebody was going to get hurt.
Yeah. And I guess now they're saying that he has no structural damage, so they're going to rest him for a couple of weeks and see what happens. We'll find out. But I don't think you can really bank on Jaime Garcia.
He'll be fortunate
being there.
To come back. He'll be fortunate to pitch in 2014.
In Cardinal speak, we're going to give him a couple of weeks. Translation, toast.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. That's Cardinal speak. We just have to face it. That's just how they assess things a lot of times. So.
David, we talked about it last year when Tavares got hurt.
Yeah.
We had kind of the sarcastic conversation back and forth. Oh, he's day-to-day. Oh, day-to-day. So what, is that a month?
Yeah. Turns out he missed the rest of the season.
Turns out he was the whole year. Surgery. Goodness gracious.
He played like five more games after that.
I guess he's been cleared for baseball activities, but not cleared to be in ball games yet. They're not going to rush him, thankfully.
Yeah, Mike Matheny, I believe it was yesterday, came out and said that he was running at 80% and that was not good enough, which is smart.
Yeah.
I mean, ankle injuries tend to linger, evidenced by David Freese. And you want a guy who could potentially play center field for you at some point this season to be running well. And you know, obviously your top prospect, a lot is invested in him. People are still saying, you know, with all the talent the Cardinals have, Oscar Tavares could end up being the Cardinals' best hitter this year.
Man, that's a statement.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you cannot rush him back at this point in time. So it's good that they're taking that process.
Yeah, and I think last season, obviously, we make fun of the Cardinals' evaluation of injuries all the time, but I think last season was, you know, it was kind of a wake-up call, like, hey, maybe we probably should take it easy on this guy.
Right. I think what will be interesting to see from a pitching standpoint, if Garcia's going to be out, Marco Gonzalez, their first-round draft pick last year, he's in big league camp. He pitched yesterday. He's left-handed. You wonder if he could maybe be on the same path as Michael Wacha was last year, to where come, you know, late August, September, all of a sudden you've got a lefty to put into your rotation.
Well, and John Mozeliak in the last few drafts, he's gone with the philosophy to draft the college pitchers mostly as fast risers. He's not necessarily looking for as high upside as he is guys who are going to get to the big leagues quick and make an impact, Marco Gonzalez being one of those guys. I think it's a lot to be expecting him to make the big league club this year. Michael Wacha, let's face it, Michael Wacha was an aberration. I mean, that was just a phenomenal season.
He was a once-in-a-generation kind of aberration, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and the Cardinals had to deal with a lot of injuries for him to get there. So it's possible Gonzalez could make the team, or not could make the team, but could see a shot with the big league club this upcoming season. But let's not let what Michael Wacha did think that that's going to happen again.
Right. Well, and I think for Michael Wacha, he can't be that good. He can't be.
As good as he was?
Yes. There's no way he's that good. So the hope is, for me, that when he comes back to whatever his norm is going to be, and it's going to be an elite level, you know, but he's not Cy Young. I mean, he's not that good. So hopefully he can just make, you know, find that resting point and just consistently go like Wainwright goes.
And that's in other words, once the book's out on him.
Exactly.
Well, every scout that I've heard talk about Michael Wacha, what they've seen from him so far, has said he's Adam Wainwright with better stuff.
That's terrifying.
So he could end up being, I mean, he could be a better version of Adam Wainwright pretty much.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good to be able to deal from a point of strength as the Cardinals have, where so many other teams just don't. And you look at the Central. Wow.
Nobody else got better.
Who got better? Nobody.
Yeah.
Cardinals shed some big salaries and actually got better in the process, it seems to me.
You know, and a lot of times you see baseball teams that have periodical success. The next year they get caught up in just focusing on the playoffs. And like the Nationals last year would be a perfect example of it. They were so focused on October that they forgot to play April through September. The Cardinals will not have that problem. You could already tell from the quotes and the tone coming from Mike Matheny and the veteran players. They're going to do the same thing they always do, the day-by-day grind. Yeah. And, you know, just go through if you do the process right, the results will take care of themselves.
Right. There was a sour taste left in their mouth last year after losing that World Series.
They didn't play well.
They did not play well at all.
Just like the year before when the sour taste was left by blowing a 3-1 lead to the Giants. Mm-hmm. They came back, took care of the Dodgers in the NLCS, advanced the World Series.
They went one step further after the bitter taste last year.
Yeah.
One more step this year, and they'll be pretty happy campers.
And, Terry, you talked about the contracts they shed. The Cardinals, like we said, the Cardinals have gotten better, and they are significantly under payroll.
Yeah. That's amazing. And that gives them so much flexibility to do things throughout the season if something pops up, and things always pop up in the season as far as injuries and so forth and so on. And you might need some bullpen help down the way, down the line someplace, or maybe trade for an upgrade on your bench. You never know.
And that's why they were able to take a look at this Aledmys Diaz, this Cuban shortstop prospect that's eligible to sign.
Winning a gazillion dollars.
Well, yeah, he's wanting they're obviously smart enough to know not to go overboard, but, you know, because they have payroll flexibility now, they can maybe pay a little bit more than usual. Mm-hmm. So they just won't go
overboard. He's an interesting character, this guy, and heck of a ball player.
I thought he'd be signed by now because, I mean, the word was he was going to be fantastic, and then he had a bad workout, I think it was last weekend, and he didn't get signed this week.
Plus, I think you also have, for the most part, baseball ownership taking a look at fiscal responsibility a lot more than they used to.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have the Yankees and you still have Boston, but you know, the Angels are finding out real quick that, you know, gosh, maybe we should have thought about
this. Yeah, didn't think that one all the way through.
It's hard not to joke about the Angels organization.
It is. But gosh, how many times can you do this and expect to?
Well, they didn't have a big splash this offseason.
Yeah. And maybe that's good for them. Well, maybe expectations are a lot lower this year, and maybe they'll, you know, surprise
Well, their big splash this year was trading their young center fielders and one
Trumbo.
Of their top prospects to the Cardinals for a broken-down third baseman and a broken-down reliever.
They also traded Mark Trumbo.
That's right. They did trade Mark Trumbo.
And they signed Raul Ibanez.
Oh, boy.
And Mark Mulder.
Oh, who's already hurt.
He ruptured his Achilles after trying to make a comeback after not pitching for three, 4 years.
Yeah. Oops.
Wonderful job Jerry DePoto is doing there in L.A.
Well, you know.
He won't have his job for much longer.
No. Jerry, maybe you ought to get into the food business. Get away from the
baseball. Get into broadcasting. It's a lot easier.
There you go. Broadcasting. Hey, you
know. Speaking of broadcasting, the Fox Color people were announced. Harold Reynolds and Tom Verducci will be joining Joe Buck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Harold Reynolds.
Yeah. I like them both. They're both very smart baseball guys.
It takes two guys to replace Tim McCarver.
Of course.
Well, you see there's a lot of three-man crews now in baseball. I don't know why. It's happening.
We'll have the Cardinals coming up today, 11:45 on AM 1540. I do believe Holiday and Peralta will be in the lineup today for the Cards. So Cards and Marlins, 11:45 this morning and 11:45 tomorrow morning on WSMI AM 1540. Fighting Illini basketball for you this afternoon from Michigan State. Live coverage for you 2:30 here on WSMI FM. 106. Congratulations again to the Carthenville Cavaliers. Regional champs for 2014. They will face the Greenville Comets coming up Wednesday night in the sectional semifinal at Vandalia. We'll have live coverage for you Wednesday night here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Sports Saturday is out of time for Tito, David Jenkins. I am Tim Mize. Have a great weekend, everybody.